Veronica will present. She's a second-year MPH student at the University of Illinois Chicago and a research assistant at the Consortium to Lower Obesity in Chicago Children. Her focus are in nutrition and obesity research and management. She'll be stepping in for Sarah.
Hello. I just found out about this yesterday, so please bear with me. But I did work on this research, so I probably can answer all your questions. So the title of our research is Mobile Food Vending Landscape at 15 Chicago Public Schools, Elementary Schools. Neither Sarah or I have any relationships to disclose. Our learning objectives for this presentation will include going over the axis of assessing the role of mobile food vendors around schools and identifying the types of foods that they sell to children, describing the process of conducting a menu audit, and then discussing further opportunities for interventions. A little bit about the Consortium to Lower Obesity in Chicago Children. It's a gold standard coordinated approach to childhood obesity prevention. It's data-driven, and it's housed at the Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital at Chicago, and we're representing over 1,200 organizations that work on similar research and initiatives. So our research was coming from the Community Transformation Grant, which was awarded to Chicago Public Schools through the CDC. Our interventions were district-wide and focused on schools on the south, southwest, and northwest side of the Chicago. Our vending projects were focused in the big blue dark spot on the southwest side of this map. The reasons we decided to focus on that area was after doing some research on BMI and obesity in Chicago Public School students, we realized that it's higher in Hispanic students, and that area of Chicago is predominantly Hispanic. The goal of our project was to increase the number of students with access to healthy food options available from mobile food vendors around the school grounds. We were also able to strengthen the current policies in the schools, which include food and beverage policies, and improving the food in the lunch areas. We also were able to engage multiple stakeholders. This was a community-level intervention. We identified 25 specific schools in that area. They were K-8 schools, and then we randomly stratified a sample of 15 in order to account for all of the different networks. Our intervention was a multi-level project. First, we focused on the vendors. So for the vendors, we did a training series. It was a two-part series. We focused on childhood obesity, how to modify the recipes, and what other items they can sell to children instead of the unhealthy ones that they were currently selling. We also supported them through technical support, site visits. We also gave them posters to put at their carts from a marketing campaign that the kids created about snacking smart, so they were able to identify that poster at the carts and get more sales. At schools, we did a Snack Smart marketing campaign, which was created by Chicago Public School students. This campaign was put into nutrition programs. They did morning nutrition announcements during National Nutrition Month. We also sent e-letters to all of the representatives. We also engaged parents by having them talk to other parents about healthy snacks, and they also attended the vendor trainings. Our evaluation composed of many audits of the vendors. We also interviewed them to get their perspective. We collected all the best practices from the whole entire project from the schools in order to put into a future toolkit. And we also surveyed all of the administrators at the end. Our menu audits were conducted at 15 schools, and the tool was used in order to collect data on the common products that they sold. The data was collected in spring of 2013, and then the follow-up data was collected in spring of 2014. Our limitation with the data collection was the time for data collection. So I'll explain it a little bit. This was our menu audit tool. Basically, someone who'd go audit would just mark down all the different items that were available. They wouldn't mark down costs or like the variety of items, such as sweets. They wouldn't really mark down, you know, a Snickers versus M&M's. They would just mark down sweets. But we were also able to mark down whether it was snack size or a regular large size. Overall, our different food categories included 10 different ones. The green ones highlighted were the healthier kinds, which included fresh fruits and vegetables, healthy beverages, nuts, and healthy snacks, such as baked chips, popcorn, granola bars, cereal bars. So we didn't do any nutritional analysis. We just used common knowledge of food groups, and that's how we categorized it. And we didn't account for variety in the products or the preparation methods. Our data shows that in our three different networks, there was an increase in healthier foods in the Midway network by 12%. In Pilsen, it went down a little, but in Pershing, it went up by about 4%. The availability of foods offered by mobile food vendors included an increase in healthy snacks by 2% and healthy beverages by 1%, and a decrease in sugar sweets and beverages by 2% and frozen desserts by 3%. And unfortunately, we had a small increase in 3% or 2% of sweets, but that also included the snack size candies that they were selling, which was better than the average size. I already went over the healthy products included, and overall, from the beginning, there was 12% overall healthy products, and at the end, we had 16%, which was a 4% overall increase, which included baked chips, mostly popcorn, nuts were offered. Two schools had very significant increases in uncut fruits and vegetables, which was great. What we learned was it's very hard to engage vendors. You need incentives, support, and engagement in order to get them to comply. And we also took an approach of making them feel comfortable. Instead of creating it as a vendor issue, we created it as a community issue and working together in order to solve it. For future interventions, we're considering policies, creating a healthy food zone around schools, creating minimum nutrition criteria, and other in-depth vendor trainings, and expanding the Snack Smart marketing campaign, which was very popular in schools. Acknowledgements, thank you to everyone who helped. If you have any further information or questions, you can ask me, or you can also contact Sarah. If you have any questions now.
Any questions? Please come over.
Thank you so much for your presentation and for coming last minute on behalf of your colleague. You did a good job.
Thank you.
My name is Alyssa, and I'm with Tulane University. And my question is about the vendors and whether or not you conducted any follow-up with them to see what major barriers were for vendors who didn't add any healthy options, or for ones who did, what the challenges were that they confronted.
Basically, the vendors that didn't decide to make changes, a lot of them decided that because there wasn't much regulation. In order to have that, you need someone regulating it, someone usually that's paid. Currently in Chicago, there isn't any regulation with that or license or certification for vendors. They basically kind of can do whatever they want unless they're kicked off the campus by the police. But the ones that did comply, they were excited about having, you know, healthier options, selling the healthier options, and they were really happy when they saw increase in profit because of it. So that was one of the really good things. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you very much.